councillor Nolene Riley. Unfortunately, over the last 6 months, we have seen an increase in people taking crack cocaine in the area and an increase in people dealing crack cocaine in the area. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that are dealing it are young people that have been groomed by some of the criminal gangs into this.
The state has spent about €1 billion renovating Ballymun, removing the towers, putting families in new homes. We had the drug issues in the 80s, we had the heroin. I thought we had moved on.
The regeneration was never really complete in my eyes, and a lot of money was invested. A lot of that money was invested in removing people from flats and moving them into houses or smaller apartments. So you're just really moving one, you know, from one type of brick to another. You're not addressing any of the social problems. Certainly there was no economic regeneration in Ballymun, and you could see that as you're entering Ballymun. You see the big derelict shopping centre, and that was one of the biggest failures of the regeneration. And as we were coming towards the end of the regeneration, the financial crisis hit and the budget was cut. So yes, a lot of money was spent in Ballymun in terms of the regeneration, but I think a lot of lessons need to be learned about regenerating areas, because it isn't just about, I suppose, the appearance. It's also about changing behaviours and attitudes, and certainly that wasn't done. And our social regeneration budget has been cut every year. We had to fight last year to try and keep it for another 2 years.
You're 44 years of age. Yeah. You remember the dark days in the
80s. Yeah, when there was a bit of community spirit. It's gone out of the place, unfortunately, you know.
So what is there now?
Oh, God only knows what's ahead for the...
Crack cocaine.
They target basically addicts that are already addicts.
Does it surprise you that crack cocaine is coming back in?
It's shocking on your own doorstep, you know. Terrible over the years what has happened here, you know. A friend's dead and gone over drugs. Went down the wrong roads, you know. I have a few friends that are dead, yeah, over drugs.
It's only little bits, here and there. Weed, no. That's
just weed?
Yeah.
Ballymun's a wonderful place. I'm sick of people running Ballymun down. It's the best place in the world, is Ballymun. And the people in Ballymun are hyper. They're the best in the world. And there is a bit of crack cocaine around the place, but it's not everywhere.
And how many years have you been living in Ballymun?
Since it was built.
So since the mid-60s?
Yeah.
So you remember that the heroin and now the crack cocaine?
It's still going around. There's no answer. You ring the police. The police come up, they put them off, and as soon as the police are gone, they come back again. They even recognise the plainclothes policemen.
More of the gangs is being talked about at the moment.
About 20 good-for-nothings.
So there's about 20 of them good-for-nothings?
No, about in the 20s.
In their 20s?
Yeah.
Who's selling the crack cocaine? 13-year-olds are buying and selling it.
We have gangs in Ballymun, and they are preying and grooming young people into the drug trade, because they can't be convicted of crimes, and that's why they're using young people. They're getting them in with financial rewards, and then when they're in, they're threatening them, and you know, they're threatening their families.
And so you know these families, you know these people. Mm-hmm. They could be neighbours of yours, they're just normal young people. It must be ruining lives again.
Absolutely, like nobody wants to see Ballymun on the news for this, and there's so much positive things happening in the community, but unfortunately we are going through this at the moment, and it's absolutely, I suppose it's horrible to see young people dealing openly on the street, and it is openly, nothing, drug dealing isn't being hidden any longer in Ballymun.
It's open, and sports clubs and community centres are trying to fight back.
Absolutely, and I commend Satanta for their letter to the Minister, Catherine Byrne, because I suppose it showed a level of frustration and anger that a GAA club had to go to those lengths. It wouldn't be something that any GAA club would normally do, but because the issues have got so bad in the area, they felt the need. They have lost a lot of young people to, I suppose, drug dealing, and they're worried. They're worried about the future of young children, and they're worried about the future of our community. So it's great that there is a community response here. We have seen Safety Forum meetings over the last 4 or 5 months, and the attendance has exploded at them because of the issues in the area. People are worried. People remember
those dark days.
Absolutely, especially a lot of the older people that grew up in the flats remember the issues there, you know, with addictions and drugs and the dealing and the crime that went along with that. And they don't want to go back there. I don't think we're too far off it, to be honest.
It's shocking the way the people in Ballymun were left to their own device of how nothing happens for them. Yes, there is a lot of problems with drugs and whatever, and I don't know where there's too much for the police to do or what it is, but they just seem to be rampant everywhere. And it's terrible to be at my age and people's age, to be going out and not know whether to be safe, you know.
And how
I mean?
Old are you?
I'm 73.
You look great for 73. You've been living here since the
70s. I look
70s.
After myself.
You
see,
do?
I eat healthy. I eat lots of fruit and veggies, and I drink plenty of water, and I walk everywhere nearly, you know.
So you remember the heroin, and we're hearing now that crack cocaine is coming in. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel very sad. I keep reminding my grandchildren that that's your body. Them organs cannot be replaced.
There's a number of things, right, that happened, which I think have contributed to this. When the financial crash happened, all the youth centres in the area had their budgets reduced. So that meant, you know, they have a shortage of staff. Like, I'm a member of a youth board, Poppentry Youth, like, and we're having a fundraiser next month just to try and pay for light and heat for the next year. Like, that's how bad it is. The Drugs Task Force had their budget cut, and also young people had their social welfare payments cut. So not everybody, you know, is going to have the opportunity to go to Trinity or UCD or go on to third level education. And unfortunately, we do have people on social welfare like anywhere else. But to target young people in that manner, I think, was really, really, really wrong. I think it was unfair.
I see it all the time, every day. I know where it happens, but I'm not going to say it on radio.
And it's happening, you know, in front of you.
Oh, right, on the street. If I know where they're meeting to get it, obviously the police should know. I mean, the 80s definitely, yeah. That, it was really bad.
Do you have friends who got involved?
Oh, friends who died. You know what I mean? I'm originally from Salouk, and I have friends who died over it. Like, you know
in Ballymun.
In Ballymun.
And now.
Very young, like, you know that way.
A generation, two generations later, 13, 14 year olds are taking crack cocaine.
Yeah.
How are you going to stop it?
It's not like you can do, because you can't. What are you going to do with them? The police, like. They're doing a great job, I have to say that, like, you know what I mean?
So the guards are doing their best?
They are doing their best, but they're so young. That's the thing about it, they're so young.
And these young people have a future. Perhaps soon they won't have a future.
But that's the thing about it, you know what I mean? There's not an awful lot for them to do around here. Like, they're definitely bored, definitely, without a doubt, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I've lived in Ballymun all my life, so, like, it has gotten an awful lot worse. Like, you can see it straight on the streets. Like, they're not hiding it. Not that they were hiding it before, but now it's just so brazen.
So buying and selling. And are they teenagers? Are they 13, 14, 15?
Personally, I think it's a mixture. There's a lot of like antisocial behaviour with the teenagers that I would find. And yeah, I suppose they're being pushed into dealing and stuff like that. But yeah, it is. It's quite prevalent in the area at the moment.
Like, you're a proud Ballymunner. You've grown up here all your life.
Yeah.
You're intelligent. You're working. What message do you have to the next generation that are getting stuck in drugs again?
Get into your local sports club, stick with school, kind of try keep on the straight and narrow. That's what sports clubs are there. They're very good in the area, like Kickhams and Satanta, like, and they offer an awful lot of support for youngsters in the area. Like, so it is a shame that they get led down a bad path. So hopefully they get straight and narrow, really. Like,
and do you have friends that you've lost to drugs?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I literally just seen one there about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it is. Like, she was a best friend of mine for many years, and she is literally strung out now. Like,
how does that make you feel?
Very, very upset, because I grew up with her at a time where she had aspirations and dreams of wanting to do things, and now it's just sort of every time she sees me, she asks me for money. So it's quite upsetting, to be honest. Like, so
I think really something needs to be done about the grooming of young people into the drugs trade. Legislation needs to be brought in to make it illegal and to make sure that there's strong punishment for any of the criminal people involved in the area doing that, because we are at risk of losing a generation of young people if we don't hit this head on now.
So try and make it against the law and jail people who groom children into drugs on purpose?
Absolutely, and jail them for long periods of time. I can't think of anything more horrendous that someone would target a child to sell drugs. It's disgusting, it's immoral, and they should pay for it.
And knowing that they can't be prosecuted, the adult or the child.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to a lot of people at the moment that there's no consequences for drug dealing in the area.